Thanks for joining us, Corey. Before we get talking about this weekend's game, tell us a bit about Sevastopol Vikings. How long has the club been around, and roughly how many teams do you have, and what leagues do you play in?
Club's been around for a number of years, but to be honest, that's a lot before my time. But it's been generally a local club in the Ballarat District League. They were dominating fairly heavily in that league and decided to go into the state leagues 5 or 6 years ago. I joined the club 4 years ago as an assistant coach to the senior coach at the time, a guy called Michael Buzio, who was creating a little bit of a project there. They just got into State 4, spent 2 years there, and then, yeah, now we're obviously kicking on a little bit, and I've been in charge for the last couple of years. So the local, they still have teams in the Ballarat District Soccer Association League, so they have junior teams in that league all the way through, and then senior and reserve men's team, and then obviously our state league men and state league reserves. So four senior teams for men, and then all the juniors.
Corey, it's Athos here, and you mentioned that special project. Is that what ultimately drew you to the club? Were you aware of this before you got involved with the club?
I guess, to be honest, it was by chance. I was friends with Michael, so I was coaching under 20s and some junior NPL before that at Ballarat. It was Ballarat Red Devils then, but Ballarat City now. I just moved to Ballarat, so I moved to Ballarat 6 years ago. And then, yeah, so Buzza or Michael asked me to go and help him out there. He had quite a decent team that he'd put together for of players who he'd brought through junior ranks and things like that, and they were hoping to kick on, and he asked if I'd go and give him a hand. So I went there partly as a player and partly as just to give him a hand, and then, yeah, the rest is history. Like the club, good culture, and stayed there.
Corey, it's Nick here, and I see you got a massive game this weekend against Epping. What's the stakes of this game? I believe it's a top-of-the-table clash. Tell us a little bit about how this will affect your season, the battle for promotion.
Yeah, I guess for us it's probably not quite as big as it is for Epping. They can wrap up the league title. They're 13 points clear of everyone this season. They've got a very good side. For us, this game is no different to any other game in terms of our preparation. We got promoted last year from State 4. And that was my first year in charge of the senior side there. And then this year, our aim was to stay in the league and establish ourselves in State 3. And we've done more than that. And we're sitting in second at the moment with a realistic chance of, with 5 games to go, to be in the mix. But the message stays the same, that every game we go into, we want to try and improve as a football team and try and get the most out of it. We're still searching for our best performance this year.
And Corey, being based out in Sevastopol, I'd imagine there'd be a bit of travel involved. Do you guys have to travel much throughout the year? And if so, which is the furthest you've had to travel out to?
This one's one of the longer ones, but every second week we travel. We have a sponsor, which is a bus company, and we all our away games we go on the bus with the seniors and reserves. We do have to travel a bit, but there's certain advantages and disadvantages to being in the country. One advantage is that we have a local squad of local boys who a lot of them have grown up together and become friends, and creating a club culture is quite easy in that respect, and you generally retain most of your players based on that. There's not too many teams in town that can compete for players. The downside is that we're so far out that we can't obviously recruit from Melbourne or any of those places, and the other downside is that there's probably not as much money in the country areas as there is in the city side. So, I mean, for us, the travel's not a problem. And, yeah, probably the longest trip we have is this one, I'd say. Be close to it.
Yeah, well, it is a bit of a hike to Epping. Even for those of us living in Melbourne, it's generally not a place we visit to very often due to the travel. But can you take us through what regional football is at the moment? Is it thriving? What's it like? Can you give us a bit of a perspective?
So my full-time role is the technical director for big country futsal, so I probably have more involvement with country juniors and things like that through that role, and there's so much talent in the country areas. In Ballarat itself, I guess I've only had the experience with the two clubs. I know that Ballarat City is thriving in the junior ranks, and their senior side, the Shoes, had a bit of a shaky season, but hopefully will come good this last five games, and then ourselves, we're building something over the last few years and getting stronger every year. So for Ballarat football overall, the ideal scenario would be for Ballarat City to be competitive in the top level of NPL, and for us to come in at, you know, state two, state three level, and give the juniors a pathway to a good level of football in the future.
Corey, it sounds like you're making great strides there at Sebastopol. Tell us, have you already played Epping once this season?
Yeah, we played them at home off the back of our biggest loss, actually, and we came off a similar loss last week. So we, in the home fixture, we actually played quite well. I thought we were the better side for the most part of the game, and they scored late in the 87th minute, a little bit against the run of play to pinch it. In saying that, that's football, and there's probably a reason that they're sitting top, and they've got up in a lot of those close games. And I'm sure if we're not in our game, they've got talent to punish us tomorrow. But we're going into the game pretty confident that if we play our best football, we can at least match it with them.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for joining us here on FNR Football Nation Radio. Best of luck on the weekend in this top-of-the-table clash in Stake League 3, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Ta.